Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Project 119 podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 26th, and I am Amy Harwell, and I am so blessed to be here reading God's Word with you today. We will be reading from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. After this, Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee. A huge crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was performing by healing the sick. Jesus went up a mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, a Jewish festival, was near. So when Jesus looked up and noticed a huge crowd coming toward him, he asked Philip, "Where will we buy bread so that these people can eat?" He asked this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread wouldn't be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, so they sat down. The men numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, and after giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also with the fish, as much as they were wanted. When they were full, he told his disciples, "Collect the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces from the 5 barley loaves that were left over by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This truly is the prophet who has come into the world." Therefore, when Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Jesus did not just feed the people enough food. He gave them as much as they wanted. There was so much food that they had to collect the leftovers. He gave them a surplus, an overflow of food. When I am faced with what feel like insurmountable challenges, I rarely think about what God can do in the moment. Instead, I tend to be consumed, lamenting my personal limitations. So did the disciples. When Jesus asked Philip how the people were going to eat, Philip got himself busy thinking of accounting, thinking of how much it would cost. Andrew got busy searching the crowd to see what other people had brought to eat and if there'd be enough there. Neither of them immediately thought about what Jesus could do. I relate to these disciples on a daily basis. In the Gospels, there is a distinct difference shown between those who didn't believe in Jesus and those who just didn't fully understand who he was and what he was capable of doing. Frequently, the disciples fell into the latter category. When I find myself feeling frustrated at my own lack of understanding, may I be reminded that Jesus patiently transforms the lives and the minds of struggling believers. Today, let us pray together the prayer of Saint Therese. May today there be peace within. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith. May you use those gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content knowing you are a child of God. Let this presence settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. Amen.